We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Rod, this is a resilient bunch. You guys have found yourselves in this position before.
Cocky, arrogant, radio, typical radio guy, Boston media, blah, blah, blah. Reality sucks, doesn't it?
Well, I think it's nice to know that you can rely on that and at least look back and go, hey, okay, it's not, you know, it's not over.
So your team is done.
They'll have lots of energy. The fans will be going crazy. They'll bring that stupid pig out.
Alexander Hamilton.
They may roast that pig.
My name is Alexander Hamilton.
Bacon!
Breaking news. The judge has granted Robert Kraft's motion to suppress the video evidence.
Looks like the Kraft video is going to be suppressed. We won't see that. But one wiener is on the loose. We'll explain.
Yeah, sure. Let's go with that one.
Welcome Celtics guard Terry Rozier.
See, bro.
To the show. So good to have you.
Same team. It's going to be exactly the way it was this past year. Do you want to stay in Boston?
No, I might have to go. I said what I said after the season.
I thank God for my family and my boys back at the crib. They kept me level-headed all year because I've been dealing with some bullshit, man.
Right now.
Yeah, I'm glad. Oh,
going
Andy,
to Duke. Going to Duke.
Know.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
I don't know if I should feel bad for Terry Rozier or just...
Poor guy. After everything he went through?
He's a dope.
Imagine a year, poor guy.
What a
dope. Sat there the whole time.
So many challenges.
All the crap. And thank God he had his boys.
Yeah. Who's his name?
There's so many things to overcome. So many walls to break down. So much criticism. So much. It's just that, I mean, honestly, I'm amazed that he's standing and so, walking. He's an inspiration to me. I don't know about you.
I was going
to
ask the question, why would ESPN want him for the car wash from one show to the next? But it's obvious now. They
for
wanted
that reason.
Him because they know he was stupid enough that
he's
would
a
say.
Talker.
Yeah, he would talk and he would say stupid things. And the only thing I would say to Terry Rozier, his biggest problem now, because, you know, he's already said it. If Kyrie's back, he doesn't want to be here. Okay, we get it. And then Danny can accommodate you. But if I'm another team and I'm listening to this, and we went through the list, and you'll hear from it in a few minutes, and you'll hear Stephen A. Smith's stupid comment that he could start on a zillion different teams in the NBA. I'd like to get a list of those teams. But if you're another team right now and you're looking at Terry Rozier and say, yeah, not bad player. He could play, you know, 18 minutes for us, backup point. He can also play off the ball. We can play him a little bit then. Yeah, he's worth giving $8, $10 million to a year based on what they're paying guys now. Listening to him, he only wants to start. He only wants to be a star. And if anybody else gets in the way, he wants to move on. Why would you, if you're another team, sit there and say, I want Terry Rozier?
I would say this. Remember we were talking about comparing it to how dysfunctional this team is and disappointing, and people were talking about 2011, beer and chicken. And I said, while it was going on, we didn't really hear about the beer and chicken. It was when the season was ended, and then everybody just spilled their guts. So, you know, the hatred and disappointment for this team, we don't know yet. We're starting to get it. And we're starting to realize how much and reasons why you hate this team and what was going on there internally. I mean, part of me says, if I'm Danny, I'd get rid of all of them. I don't bring back anyone. None of them. I don't know. Trade everybody for picks and try to get 1 through 5. Whatever. Like, seriously, get rid of every a-hole on this team, and that's a long list, it seems.
You know,
maybe keep Al, and that's about it.
There you go.
Is there any... nobody... You guys aren't surprised, right, that it's Terry Rozier. We were talking about it yesterday, the day before that, over the weekend, that there's going to be a guy, they're going to start talking, a source talked to so-and-so, a source. I talked to a member of the team, and they said this. Every time and any time that something like that was reported or was tweeted out, we all sat there and said, oh, it's Terry Rozier. He's Terry Rozier. Terry Rozier is the most vocal, and he's easily the one who's most irritated.
What are you talking about?
And feels like he got screwed the most.
Told the ESPN people he's not one to complain and bitch. What are you talking about?
Hold on. There's so much good and bad with his interview. So he went on Get Up and Get Down first.
If I'm his agent, why wasn't his agent there by his side? Like a ventriloquist, okay? Telling him what to say and what not to say. This was the dumbest thing. First of all, you're a scrub player. Do you have potential? Yeah, you have potential. Maybe you could be better than what you are right now if you get the right situation. But what team is going to take you knowing right now that you already think you're a superstar? And you're pissed off, and one of the reasons he started this whole thing about, because he talked about sacrifice, how he sacrificed so much this year. So they asked him, what did you sacrifice?
Let's go back to the quote. What exactly is it that you did sacrifice?
Can we just stop? Hold on, because why can't Stephen A. just ask him the freaking question?
You like his approach?
Why? Let's go back to the word you used.
To the quote.
What is it that you sacrificed?
What exactly
tell me
is it
what
that
it
you
is that you sacrificed?
Trying to be a little dramatic.
I mean, Jesus.
I can't ask the question in a simple way, so I have to go up and down with my voice and act like a preacher.
All right, go ahead.
He does sound like a preacher. I feel
what
like a
exactly
church.
Is it that you did sacrifice, in your words?
I sacrificed, you know, obviously my talent. I think the most, you know, me being out there and giving my full style of play, how I play, how Terry Rozier play. I feel like I couldn't be that person.
The choke of the road.
And why do you feel you couldn't be that person?
You know, just obviously in the shadow of some guys, I feel like a lot of the ball was in either Kyrie or Gordon Hayward's hand most of the time. So I feel like, you know, either Terry Rozier was just in the corner or, you know, just on the bench.
This is the dumbest
looking
thing.
Terry Rozier. I love third person.
It's that third person,
either
I know.
Terry Rozier was just in the corner or... Yeah.
I actually missed that. Nobody puts baby in the corner.
By the way, Kevin O'Connor put this out. Time of possession per game. Terry Rozier, 3.7 minutes. Gordon Hayward, 2 minutes. Touches per game. Terry Rozier, 51.9. Hayward, 45.5. What are you talking about, Terry?
See, I would say this. Remember I showed you that clip? Remember the clip I showed you of Quinnen Williams back at Alabama when he was getting ready to play Kyler Murray in the Orange Bowl?
Yeah. Yes.
And they asked him about Kyler Murray? And he was talking about, well, you know, Kyler Murray.
Have you gone up against any quarterback that slightly resembles Kyler Murray?
No, I don't feel like I have going against a quarterback slightly resembling Kyler Murray. But I feel like Kyler Murray is not where about.
What's that?
I'm good.
All right, so right there,
that's what Rozier
said. He heard the voice of Nick Saban when he said, I don't think Kyler Murray is what you got. Terry
Rozier, like Darth Vader was like grabbing his throat.
Had that moment, but he's not strong enough, or he didn't give a rat's ass.
A lot of the ball was in either Kyrie or Gordon Hayward's hand most of the time. So I feel like either Terry Rozier was just in the corner or just on the bench.
Like Max is sitting there saying, "You got a name? You want to say the name?" And he's like, "Yeah, you know what? Screw it. I'll say the name.
Yeah.
Kyrie and Hayward." And I'm telling you, if I'm Danny Ainge, I swear to God, after that last series, Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Morris, Baines, and Horford, and I would get rid of all of the rest. And only because I got to get something for Tatum because I got to rebuild. All of the rest. I'm good with those five guys. Other than that, get rid of, maybe keep Wanamaker. I don't know. Tice, I don't really care. But everybody else, it's like, good God, how the hell do I like any of these guys? I don't.
But here's the problem. Like
Garçon Yabusele?
Those guys aren't the problem. Terry Rozier is the problem, and this is, forget it, this is what you call
You want Terry Rozier back here as Kyrie leaves?
No, let's first of all. I said no 4 days ago. Okay, I don't like Terry Rozier. I'm sick of him. He's the one that needs to be gone. If you want to find the attitude adjustment and the person that needs it, it's him.
He got to go.
The guy is basically, this is not a car wash. People talk about when players go to the ESPN, they do the car wash, right? They do every single show. They do sports center. They spend the whole day there, and they leave at, at 8 o'clock at night or something like that. This is not the car wash. This is the Terry Rozier scorched earth tour. Screw the Celtics. It wasn't my fault. I'm an awesome player, but let me translate. He's jealous. He's so jealous of everything that went on, and he felt like Gordon Hayward got special treatment, and because there's this relationship with the coach, from his college days, and obviously Terry and obviously Kyrie Irving making so much money, he has to be treated differently.
Right, here's more of it.
When you say guys, and you just sing, you mention by name Kyrie and Gordon Hayward.
Yeah.
But which one of those two are you talking about?
Don't fall for it.
Well, I'm too okay. Deep. So when I my name first get called, I'm out there with Kyrie Irving for a little bit of half of my minutes. So I'm really not being my position. I'm not being Terry Rozier because I have to adjust to how Kyrie plays. And then when Kyrie goes out, Gordon Hayward comes in and I feel like his usage is super high, so a lot of things are getting called from him. A lot of plays get called from him, so that's pretty much.
So it's both of them equally, would you say?
This is just far. This is for me. I'm not saying what goes on for the team, why we wasn't successful for the team. I'm just talking about me. And I, like I said in my quote, I don't complain. That's not me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but, no.
It's all you've done all day today at ESPN. Oh, my God.
I don't complain.
It's just, I feel bad
See,
for him.
See, Kyrie Irving.
He just screwed himself.
But Kyrie Irving is ball dominant. We know that,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Would you say Gordon Hayward is?
No.
Is it Gordon Hayward's kind of run and hide, maybe in the corner sometimes? He just sort of like runs off a screen, gets in, goes, yeah, no, it's nothing here. Pass it to you. Woohoo.
This is, okay. So he throws
Gordon
Brad.
Hayward?
See if you can find this 5-on-5 stuff, Ryan. He throws Brad Stevens under the bus in all of this. The more you hear from him, and I know some people are saying, well, he's being honest. He's telling you what was going on, and I would agree. He's being honest. If he were a reporter, we'd be sitting here praising him today. He's a player who's not in a great position. He's a restricted free agent. So either the Celtics give him $4.3 million next year, sign him to a new contract, or another team does, and he's killing himself with other teams. So this was his reason why things didn't go well, because they went well at practice when we were playing 5-on-5. And then when they went to the game,
this is unbelievable,
they no longer stayed 5-on-5.
How do you think your team did in trying to adjust to his style?
I think guys was getting it, you know, especially towards the end of the season. But like I said, we had come in the game and it'd be a different game plan than what we kind of expected it would come. We went through in practice, so it was like,
What does that? It's the second time you said that. I'm not sure I'm understanding what you're saying. How was it different on the floor from what it was in practice?
You know, we have our, we have five, the first five, and then we had a second five, and then, you know, when we go out there, I feel like a lot of guys would be mixed up. It wouldn't be the first five and second five. So what we talked about in practice is not what we went through in the game. It was like, all right, we're going to keep Kyrie out there, and we're going to put the other guys out there with him, and we're going to figure it out.
Do me a favor. What is there any team in the NBA that has a first line, and then let's roll in the second line?
Yeah, it's called CYO. Like basket, 13-year-old. Starters, everybody out.
Everybody plays.
Next five in. Yep.
Is he really complaining that
the starting five played together, the backup five played together, and then when the game started, Brad, for some reason,
that's what he's saying,
subbed in one at a time.
He repeats it
sometimes
twice,
and it's just, how the hell do you expect us to play together if you just, I got to go in with the five guys I practice with. What did he do that in college?
Where
do you do that?
I nowhere. CYO. I really feel bad for this kid because he just killed himself with any other team. He's going into the restricted free agent market where he might get a team that's showing some interest in him as a guy that's a backup that could eventually become a starting point guard. And he says all of this today on ESPN, and his agent allows him to do it? What do you think Danny Ainge is thinking? Taking more medication?
You know what
right
he's thinking?
Now?
He's thinking, can Marcus Smart be my starting point guard?
Exactly.
That's what he's thinking. How can I make that work? Because I'm not so sure I want either one of these guys.
You know, I'm really not being my position. I'm not being Terry Rozier.
Well, go be somewhere else. Good luck. Go be Terry Rozier somewhere else.
All right, we're going to get to the phone calls, and we'll get reaction. Because I know everybody's pissed off at Kyrie Irving. But this is the guy, if Kyrie leaves, that maybe they're depending on to be your starting point guard
we
for next
five,
year.
The first five, and then we had a second five.
Second five. And he doesn't
Brad
understand why.
In one at a time.
And he's throwing Brad under the bus right there. Because Brad didn't follow through with the same thing we did in practice. We had 5-on-5 in practice. And then next thing I know, I'm out there with Kyrie, and he's there with him. And they're switching it all around.
Oh,
all right, we get to the phone calls at 617-779-7937. We've got more on the Robert Kraft case. We are going to get to that and why I still think, even though he won a big point yesterday with the judge, I still worry that the tape will get out. I'll give you the reason for that. And we got a lot more. Of course, the Bruins tonight with Game 3. We'll get to that as well.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
First year, second year, third year, contract year. My goal is, my mindset, I want to win a championship. This is the year that I feel like, you know, we have it. Like, this is the going to, you know, media day. This is the first time media day where I was just like, I'm so
you
excited.
You wanted to come
like,
here?
Yeah, I wanted to come here. I wanted to be here with you guys. But we take care of that. You know, we all got one goal. We all have one mindset. We all get the love, like I mm-hmm. mentioned in the summer. And, you know, and I know it's going to pay off for everybody. And I'm not really worried about myself. I'm a work hard. It's going to be great. It's going to be great battle between me and Kyrie in practice. That's just a lot of fun. That's just what's expected. So it's going to be a great year. Great contract year.
All right, that was media day. That was the first day.
Wow.
And everybody was on the same page. He wants to win a championship.
Everybody was friends.
Said all the right things and said, I'm looking forward to the battles against Kyrie Irving. And now what he's saying, in retrospect,
looking at him out?
Yes, he thought he had a chance to actually get a lot more minutes. And when you have star players in the league, you're not going to play the star player 22 minutes. He actually got the opportunity to play because Kyrie took nights off. They purposely rested him because they were concerned about the knee, right? So he got opportunities. But that's his problem. And that was the problem, I think, with a bunch of these young kids. They said all of the right things on media day. Yeah, I want to win a championship. They didn't realize that the two guys that were coming back were the guys that were most capable of putting you in that position, and yet they became selfish.
You know, the other thing is that there's a, you know, Gordon Hayward was pretty quiet the entire year. Mm. Didn't really say anything.
I think that's his nature, though.
But I also feel like he kind of felt the effects, you know, just the jealousy. I feel like he felt the jealousy and the animosity towards him in the room just based on the fact, all right, okay, the season starts. All right, Gordon, you go ahead. You're starting. What do you mean Gordon's starting? Is he ready? Two, he hasn't earned it yet, other than the fact that you guys are paying him a bunch of money. So I'm sure they didn't like it at all. And then when he didn't play very well, it was a lot of, okay, told you so. Terrible choice. We're gonna prove you wrong. And they got to the point where, like, forget about proving you wrong. We're just still pissed.
Well, here's the part, too, that so I guess some guys, and you've seen it before, but I guess, you know, AAU generation, I don't know, maybe it's hard for them to understand it. I felt like it was more of an old school mentality. But he started talking about how guys like Kyrie and Hayward were treated differently.
How much is a result of Kyrie? How much is a result of the young guys, yourself included, but obviously you mentioned Tatum and you mentioned Jaylen Brown, not adjusting yourselves properly to Kyrie? Or is it a Gordon Hayward issue?
I feel like it's a little bit of both, and I feel like that along with the coaches, you know, of them treating Gordon and Kyrie, I wouldn't say different than everybody else, but you know, I feel like they just treated them like they was on that level where there were no adjustments that could be made because they are who they are, and you know, we never figured it out. We never figured it out after that.
See, I just, they're treated differently.
Of course they are.
They should be.
Absolutely.
Why is that, Lou?
They should be. Because
why should they be treated differently?
Hold on. Were you treated the same as Nomar?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, really?
I mean, should Terry Rozier be treated, should Brad treat Terry Rozier the same as Al Horford?
Please.
Or Kyrie? Or Gordon Hayward? Guys have been in the league for 8-9 years.
This guy's a dope.
You know, I mean, Kyrie won a championship. Al is just wins every single year, and you respect the hell out of him. You know, then you got Hayward out there in Utah, became an all-star and elevated his game to the point where he was worth a max deal because he was that kind of player. They should treat them differently. Like, veterans who have proven stuff in their sports are treated differently. Like in baseball, you are not treated the same the first 3 years. You got to be arbitration eligible before you accomplished anything in the game.
Sure, yeah,
so you need three years in the league.
So he doesn't have a problem.
Treated the same as Brady?
Yes. It's a different organization. Different organization.
Yeah, everyone's treated like crap.
Everybody, yeah, exactly, Ryan. Everybody's treated like crap.
It's laughable that somebody would say that.
Well, I mean,
he's been around for, what, 5 years now? 4 years? It's laughable that he would say that,
that these guys
are going to get treated differently than he is.
Well, you talk about the Patriots. I know Brady doesn't go to OTAs. Gronk doesn't go to OTAs. Would they be looked upon the same?
Edelman doesn't go to OTAs.
Okay, fine. How about if, give me a second-year player decides he don't want to go to OTAs?
Hey, that guy's going to have a problem.
Why? I thought they were treated the same.
No. There's a difference.
Of course there is. Yeah, I don't care if it's the Patriots or not. Of course there is.
And the thing is that he's got...
Brady's treated differently than Hoyer?
He doesn't have any problems with any of the guys that were there last year through the playoffs. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Horford, Smart. Doesn't have a problem with any of those guys.
How shallow is this, guys? This is the turning point. Listen to this. This was the turning point for Terry Rozier. It's a point in which most Celtic fans were ecstatic. Matter of fact, it might have been their most ecstatic moment with Kyrie Irving all year long. And this, according to Terry Rozier, was just the opposite moment for him.
I'm not talking about now, as you reflect on it. I'm talking about at the beginning of this season, when you realize the magnitude of the sacrifice you were going to have to make.
Oh, my God.
How did you feel? What were the kind of things
Stop for a second.
No,
honestly.
This is his ass.
So we're talking about leading the witness. Tell us how bad and how rough it's been for you growing up. A single family home.
Hey,
no mailbox. Walking both ways uphill to school, back and forth. Tell us about your struggles.
You were going to have to make. How did you feel? What were the kind of things you said to a Brad Stevens or a Danny Ainge?
Well, I like to add that things was all good before we actually started. You know, I still had a positive mindset that, you know, we was going to make it work. But, you know, ever since that day that Kyrie, you know, announced in front of the fans that if we would like to have him back, he would come back. Things, I felt like, shifted left for me. And I just seen the way people treated me with the attitudes. And I feel like I was just thrown all the way in the back seat. And, you know, I just had to adjust to that. And, you know, I talked to Brad multiple times. I talked to guys multiple times. But I just feel like it was just nothing that nobody...
Who's the attitude?
That is unbelievable. So that night that Kyrie got before the fans was the turning point for
him. I plan on re-signing here next year.
Terry started crying like Joel Embiid after game seven.
He feels like he did so much. He accomplished
so much for this team. How dumb is this?
Yet not even a minute passes and everybody just, just focuses on Kyrie. Like he's the savior. He thinks he was the savior.
Yes.
He thinks he's the answer.
Well, he got you to game seven last year.
He played good good during the playoffs.
No, at home.
Okay.
Not on the road.
But the fact is that's the only thing that he has, the only thing on his resume. And I can get under how he could be a little upset and feels like what he did wasn't respected and nobody's valuing what he can bring to the team. I understand that.
Then wait for
but
free
the reality
agency.
Is
wait for free
this
agency.
This is the world we're living in. And you are not looked at the same and you have not accomplished as much as he has.
Can I throw out the idea? What did Terry Rozier expect Kyrie to do? When he came back, shouldn't he have known that he was going to have to take a back seat, that this was inevitable?
No, he thought he was going to sit in the middle seat in the front row.
That's my point.
He thought they were both going to be on the court at the same time.
Yeah.
So me and you, Kyrie, we're going to do things.
He thought he was going to get
down,
a lot of points.
I'll take it down, then you take it down, then I'll feed off you, then you feed off me. What are twin powers activate?
Then they will both be free agents. We'll both sign max deals because we're both studs.
Yeah. And we'll have a commercial together. It'll be just like Bird and Magic.
Because
we'll be on the same team.
Uncle Judy is a sidekick.
I was really good in the postseason. Season at home,
I'd be in your movie.
I was a puddle on the road, but I was really good at home.
Uncle Terry.
Yeah,
I do believe that.
All right, let's get to the phone calls. We got to get to the phone calls here. We're doing it. Here's Andre down in the Cape. Andre.
Hey, Andre, guys, how you doing?
Good, Andre.
First of all, I got to give Terry Rozier some credit for telling people what they already knew and wanted to hear.
Is he in the media now, Andre? Is he a media guy now?
No, but last week we wanted to hear what was actually going on with this dysfunctional team.
And we knew it would be Terry
Rozier.
Yeah.
Spoke in specifics to what was going on. And the point is that all year, Kyrie Irving was not coached. He was catered to. Okay, he was the
stars are.
Leader.
Yeah, stars are.
You know. Okay, and then, but all stars don't get smacked 4-1 in the playoffs with a gentleman sweep after winning game one because a coach won't rein them in when they're clearly going far off the rails.
Andre, I got a question for you.
Keep going. Yeah,
I got a question for you real quick, though, before you just continue. Isn't that more of a sign? Terry Rozier, you're congratulating him for doing such a good job, you know, and going to Real Talk, right, on the ESPN network.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, isn't that more of a – didn't he just basically call himself out? Didn't he just expose himself for not only talking about the problem, but identifying that he was the problem?
Somebody has to say it!
To me, that's what I hear. So he's talking about everybody else, yet he's the one person who's right smack dab in the middle of it.
Yeah, gotcha. I feel that Terry Rozier, along with the other young guys who maybe wouldn't be as bold to say what he said, feel the same way. Tatum, Jaylen Brown specifically, guys who had to sacrifice not only minutes, but again, I don't feel like Kyrie's a great leader. I think he's self-centered. And, you know, that when you're leading, but then you're not, you know, you don't have that kindness or that enthusiasm, and you guys really resent you. And I feel that Rozier expressed what other people feel. Now, in conclusion, I feel he will get another opportunity. I feel you have teams. Charlotte moving Kemba, Washington, Miami. There's plenty of Cleveland.
Yeah, teams that suck. Teams that rebuild that will take him, but no good team.
Exactly. So he doesn't feel scared necessarily to really speak his mind.
So Andre, why would he do something like this? I don't know the guy. He could be, you know, the brightest guy in the world. This is a dope move.
No, but here's my question.
I can't believe his agent didn't sit him down and talk to him about what they're going to ask you for questions.
So, Andre, Kyrie Irving's not a great leader, and it went sideways in the postseason. You think Rozier's better? Yeah. Think he deserved to play over him?
Absolutely not. And to that point,
he does, though.
He did.
Andre.
He went too far. He didn't need to include all these extra guys. We already knew it was dysfunctional. We knew that Kyrie had his issues in terms of wanting to be here and not wanting to be here, but he got into his feelings too much. And included players. We know that Gordon Hayward's a quiet guy, doesn't say too much. I don't think he needed to be lumped into this. Brad Stevens has already taken accountability, so that is not a good look. But at the same time, with the market right now in the NBA in terms of all these teams that are tanking and are going to have free salary cap space available, I think his agent says, you know, that this will not hurt you.
Yeah.
This will not be... You know,
it can't help him. I mean, this is stupid. It can't help him. If I'm another team and my general manager sits down with a coach and says, listen to this. And he's talking about the 5-on-5 and how different it was at practice. The first thing I'm going to say is, this kid's not real bright. What's he talking about?
No, I understand, but I don't know if it's going to make a difference. I mean, because as he mentioned, there's other teams that, you know, they're going to be moving on from players, bad teams. He's going to go to a really bad team. And they're going to sit there and say, you know, the issues you had in Boston, don't worry about it. You won't have that issue here. You know why? Because we treat everybody the same. You know why? Because everyone on our team sucks.
Yeah, but then...
So you can come in here and be the starting point guard. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but no coach is going to sit there and take a kid on like this saying, he's going to be our starting point guard. The problem you have with Terry Rozier, he has to be your starting point guard.
Oh, no, I think he will be on a bad team. Teams, maybe.
You know what I think he will be? I think he'll be with somebody else. And during camp, the coach will make a decision. One of the two guys is going to be our starter. The other one's going to be a backup.
If
that's the case, Lou, and I'm listening to what he's saying today, I don't want him on my team.
Where it hurts him is, again, a bad team. A good team can sit there and say, you know what? There is value. Like Marcus Smart, right? What did he get? 4 years, $52 million?
Yeah.
Okay. That wasn't to be a starter. You know, that was to be the first guy off the bench. They might sit there and say, we got a good point guard situation here. We could be better, though.
52 mil. That's a new deal.
We got a starter, and we bring in Terry Rozier. We pay him in that range, 14, 15, whatever it is. I don't know what he probably thinks he's worth, 30. And now we have a legit backcourt, but he comes off the bench. Now, because of this, I don't know if he could do that.
I don't think
he can do that now.
So if I'm one of the bad teams and I'm drafting one of the point guards that's in the draft lottery here, in the draft this year, let's say Morant, the kid out of Murray State, if I'm drafting him, I don't want Rozier.
No.
Rozier's going to poison him.
No.
I can't have Rozier around.
Agree.
That's a problem. So
yeah.
What
so
he's doing is he's limiting his market.
Yes.
He's limiting his market by the way he talks.
No question.
And the agent should be fired for actually putting him through this freaking car wash. It was dumb. 617-779-7937.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Glenn Ordway, Lou Merlone, and Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
If the Boston Celtics came to you right now and they said to you, we're bringing everybody back. Same team. It's going to be exactly the way it was this past year. Do you want to stay in Boston?
No, I might have to go. I might have to go. You know, I put up with a lot this year. So, I said what I said after the season. I think we all know that. I'm not trying to step into that again.
Terry Rozier, it gets worse. Boy, his agent, did he watch the first two shows he did on ESPN? He's now on Jalen and Jacoby show. Quote, I'm looking to start next season. I'm not looking to settle for anything less. I'm willing to work for it, too, but that's my ultimate goal.
Okay. Well, it's going to be exactly the way it was this past year.
We have got to do something. Hold on. We have got to do something with Stephen A. Smith. We've got to do something
what
with the way he asks
about?
Questions. I believe that
I
if you
bottom line,
if we took just a, we need to like take a transcript from his show.
Why are you telling the
and
public?
Then I want
thought
to,
we were doing it.
No,
already.
No. This is what now they look forward to it.
Wow.
They look forward to it. This is called a long tease. Transcribe it.
It's a good
and
idea.
Then I want that, Tyler. Then this is your job now. I'm giving you your first official job because official job you had sucked, and so we're gonna act like that didn't even happen. That's your mulligan.
It did.
You're gonna transcribe these all these questions, all right? And then we're gonna pair them up with the actual sound.
Just read them
of
normal.
Stephen A. Smith. We want them to just read them how they would. You know, you're gonna be a man on the street. We got to find a home game though.
I tell you what, you know what you want to find? An accountant to read them. That would be perfect. You know, low key.
Why an accountant?
Because accountant's boring.
I don't know.
You, I mean, you don't want to do like a, you know, have like a fan doing it out in the street.
I want a boring person.
You want to get an accountant. Right. How about a
boring,
bank teller? How about a bank teller?
Good. Bank teller.
Well,
will
I don't
work.
Think it'd be different if you just said, if the Boston Celtics came to you right now, Terry, and had
and
the exact same
you,
team.
We're bringing everybody back.
What would
Lou,
you do?
Lou, he's making $10 million a year.
Same team. It's
because
be exactly
of that. Because
he
raised the point
his
is,
voice.
It's because of that.
That's it.
He gets fined if
that's
he doesn't do that.
I'm not saying understand. I'm not saying that he's not good, but his.
He's
raising his voice.
We
got all about it.
He's factually incorrect.
$10 million. Factually incorrect.
He
I did not say that.
A source close to a friend of the family sourced.
Right.
But yet, because he says it like this.
Nobody thinks anything of it.
No, it's even
no big deal.
Can I tell you? Can I tell you? It's even worse because everybody thinks he's a tough guy.
I love that.
Bring me to the end of the interview where
he
really sucks up to Terry Rozier because you'd think with
when he talks about
so he's so boisterous, you would think he's a tough guy, right? And he's real critical. He's not. In this instance, you got to hear how he closes out his interview with Terry Rozier.
And by sucking up to him and telling him how great he is?
The worst suck-up of ever heard. All right, we'll get to it in a second, apparently, right? We'll get to it. Let's go to the phones and we'll get to it. Here's Tim and Quincy. Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's good, up, Tim?
So I'm a big Celtics fan, and I can't say that Terry Rozier was by far the worst player on the Celtics during the playoffs and pretty much during the regular season. He doesn't deserve any minutes. I wanted him to get, take away his minutes. He was awful. He can't shoot. He can't defend, can't finish at the rim, he doesn't get foul calls, he gets beat on defense, and now he's using his, this is an excuse, that's why he's saying it.
I want to disagree with you, because he's not all that you said. Now, he didn't accomplish.
Oh, no, if you watch the games, George Hill lit him up.
Yeah.
George Hill was
here's my feeling.
He was awful.
You know what he was? He was selfish all year long.
He was god awful.
No, he was selfish.
Act like he should have had more minutes is crazy, because he was awful.
Yeah, but to me, he was selfish.
You know,
what he was doing is he was looking at the limited minutes he was on the court, and he said to himself, I need to establish numbers because I'm going to become a free agent. So he was shooting constantly. You're right. He wasn't trying to be a good teammate. He wasn't moving the ball. Kyrie did move the ball. He's bitching about Kyrie. Kyrie did move the ball. All right, others got involved in Kyrie's offense. This kid, what he wanted to do is he wanted to get numbers in the short minutes he was on the court. He's a better player than what Tim just
said. And don't you think if you do want to, if you want to like you know, force your way out or you know have entice another team to grab you and have you play for their team, wouldn't this be the worst time? Most guys do this when they play well and they have a good year and there's a long track record.
See, this is why
he played terrible. So if you're evaluating Terry Rozier, he's hoping that most people go back and they evaluate him for last year, not this year, not this season, because there's too much tension. It was too contentious. Like that wasn't the real Terry Rozier. He talks about it over and over again. He talks about himself in the third person.
Yeah, which is crazy.
It's a terrible time to do it.
He should fire his buddies or his agent or his advisor.
Yeah.
Because last year.
His third show right now.
I mean, he is 1 year away from being restricted, okay? And maybe he gets a deal. He just showcased himself in the postseason. Now he's going to take a back seat. If he took a back seat, and again, you know, there's plenty of numbers out there, metrics, whatever, to, you know, points per possession, defensive metrics, you name it. He could have went from 32, 33, 34 minutes he had to 20 minutes, 21 minutes, and been the same efficient player that he was when he played more minutes. And everybody would have had those numbers in front of you. You know, if you just accept your role, when you come in, do your thing, play your game the best you can. Don't try to get, you know, 30 minutes of shots in 18 minutes. Don't be an absolute mess. Don't be an issue with the team. Then the deal would have been there.
You're right. He could have
teams would have been, okay, great, yeah, we could bring this guy in because you know what? He was buried on the bench, but this guy's a starter. Yeah.
Even though it was 2 months that he did it last year, people are still going to remember that. But by opening his mouth here and basically telling the entire world and certainly the 29 other NBA teams, I've got to be a starter. I'm not going to put it up.
Let me give you an example.
You can't dictate that.
Let me give you a name.
Nobody wants that.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right.
He played a game and a half, showed what he could do. Sat his ass on a bench.
Never bitched.
Didn't say a freaking word.
Nope.
Talked a little bit about wanting to be a starter, which if Terry Rozier said, I want to be a starter, would have said, no kidding. Of course you want to be a starter.
Right.
Right? And then what happened? He got paid.
Right.
I know it's a different sport and different maybe, you know, job and the importance of the job, but it's an example of showcasing it in a small period of time. People don't forget.
Well, any team.
And if you do your job, you will reap the benefits.
Any team's going to look.
It's a motherfucker. Star.
Any team's going to look at Terry Rozier and say, okay, the kid wants to be a starter. Everybody wants to be a starter. So you already assume that Terry Rozier wants to be a starter. But when Terry Rozier boasts like, the only thing I'm going to do is be a starter. And oh, yeah, that was the worst day of my life is when Kyrie announced to the fans in Boston that he was coming back. And that was the turning point. When you start saying stuff like that, why do I want you in my system? What am I getting? I'm getting a guy that only will take one position, starting point guard. He's probably not good enough. Except, wait a minute, Stephen A., this is the suck-up job at the end of the interview. This is embarrassing. Get your towels ready. You're going to have to dry yourself down after this.
Well, we don't have to belabor the point, but I could tell you, say two things. He could be starting for at least a third, if not half, the teams in the league, number one and number two.
He's
worth a hell of a lot more than the $3 million he got paid this year.
Yeah, of course.
Let's be very,
and what
very
you
clear.
Should say, you shouldn't say, regardless, what you said is real. So,
Real talk.
So Stephen A. got him to say all of the stuff that just killed him, and then Stephen A. is sitting there just sucking up to him, saying he can start on all these teams. He can't.
Even though it's your rookie contract, you should have got paid more.
So they don't do that.
What, they don't?
No, they don't do that?
He's on his rookie contract, so what is he going to do?
He hasn't earned
a new contract. And the last person I would listen to is Stephen A. Smith, because we spent the other day going through all the other guards in the NBA. And not one of them would lose their job to Terry Rozier.
Maybe Orlando.
Not one.
We brought Orlando's
all right, fine.
Maybe. All right, back to the phone calls. Here's Ryan in the car. Hi, Ryan.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, don't they say consider the source? I mean, isn't this the best thing that could possibly happen for Kyrie and Danny? I mean, now they could say, look at this guy. Look at who I'm playing with. It's not me. It's them. I mean, this is taking the pressure off of him.
How? I don't think Rozier has anything to do with Kyrie.
Miss him.
I mean, Kyrie
Rozier's a clown. He sounds like an idiot. He's immature. Listen to the words he's saying. I mean, if you listen to him talk.
Well, Kyrie said some pretty stupid things, too, didn't he?
We're going to listen to this guy?
Yeah, but he said some stupid things, did he not, Kyrie?
Yeah, he may have said some stupid things, but, I mean, now you know what he's been dealing with. Selfish me guys that think they're better than they are. In no world is Terry Rozier going to start over Kyrie.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I don't think Rozier in any way changes Kyrie. First of all, it's Kyrie's decision. So does Kyrie feel...
No, I think the point of the call is that was, you know, Kyrie the root of the issue, or is it other people? And I still think Kyrie plays a huge role in what happened with this team.
He does.
But, I mean, as far as the dysfunction in this locker room, I mean, Terry Rozier right now is on stage saying that, basically, yeah, hi, I had an issue with everybody. I didn't like my role. I never accepted it, and I think we're doing everything wrong. You know, I mean, so you don't think that comes out in the locker room over the course of 6-7 months?
Style of play, Terry Rozier play.
But here's the thing. You know, I know, Ryan, I don't know if you can find it, because they asked him about Marcus Smart. Stephen A. Smith asked him about Marcus Smart, because if you remember, Marcus Smart was the one guy who defended Kyrie Irving. So there's all these rumors going around. There's gossip. People, you know, leaking stories about what went on inside the locker room. And Stephen A. Smith asked him about it. And basically, I don't even remember what he – you have it, Ryan?
Give me one second.
Okay.
I'll pull it out.
Because it was weird because that was – you realize where the alliances are at. Like Marcus Smart – with Kyrie Irving, a Terry Rozier with probably a Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, but
I can see those guys. And I think Jason Tatum almost playing both sides of the fence.
Well, veterans against the young kids. I think that was a big part of the dysfunction that this team had. The only thing I would say about how it affects Kyrie, we've already said Kyrie's going to sit down. He's going to talk to Danny Ainge, maybe Rick Grosbeck, maybe the whole organization. And they're going to ask him, what do you want? What do you want for your team? We're going to make changes or whatever. I would bet you anything after this today, if not before this, Kyrie is going to sit there and say, we don't need Terry Rozier on this team.
I don't think anybody thinks they do.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I mean, if Kyrie comes back, Rozier is definitely gone. Right. Everybody knew that. The question I would have is, if Kyrie is gone, do you want this guy?
No. Okay, I mean, is that quick enough for you?
I agree with you. I'm good. Now, and that is still with the recognition that now what? Because it's not like, again, we talk about the cap room. It's not like you can go out there and everybody keeps still, for some reason, talking about Kemba Walker, sign him as a free agent. But you can't go out there and do that either. I would sit there and say, okay, does he have issues with Gordon Hayward? Does Gordon Hayward have issues with him?
Gordon Hayward doesn't have issues with anybody.
He's just
too passive and quiet, yeah. And he just doesn't want to be the center of attention. Doesn't want anyone looking at him like he's rocking the boat or he's the reason why, you know, nobody's getting along. That's
which
why
might
he
have been part
talk.
Of his problem this year. Might have been part of his problem.
And that's also why he left after the last two games.
Yeah.
Because he just skirted out, didn't want to even address the media. What's he gonna say? Right?
So he seems uncomfortable in that setting. You know where it might have hurt, though? And it might hurt Danny Ainge. He may be looking at this today and saying it might have been something he was thinking about if he does a deal with New Orleans. Rozier is a pretty good player. Wants the opportunity to play. He'd get an opportunity to play a little bit more down there in New Orleans, though. Drew Holiday's playing a lot of minutes at that spot, though he's playing off the ball as well. But he could get minutes there. You could do a sign and trade. Hey, Terry, we're going to sign you, we're going to trade you, we're going to give you your opportunity, and it helps Danny because he's putting another significant piece into the package to get Anthony Davis.
See, I wonder...
Now, suddenly, if I'm New Orleans, I'm looking at it saying, oh, I don't know.
See, I wonder if...
Good, I'm better than Drew Holiday.
If GMs and coaches are just... are they just conditioned to just not get mad about this, not hold a grudge about Terry Rozier going all over the place and talking out of school, right? Or are they just, this is just the way it is. So they don't get upset at all. They just deal with it. So the coaches, Danny Ainge, you know, Brad Stevens, or whoever, like, this is just the NBA now. They have a platform. They're going to talk. They're going to say what they want to say. Yeah. And you just kind of have to just wait for it to be done. Wait for them to be done. It's almost like they're having a tantrum.
All right, 617-779-7937. That is our phone number right here on OMF. We'll continue to talk about this, and I don't know, maybe he's saying more on the Jalen and Jacoby show that we'll throw out there as well. Robert Kraft got himself a pretty good day with a judge down there in Jupiter, Florida. But does it necessarily mean that tape is not going to get out? We're going to get into that. Chris Mannix will join us coming up in about an hour. We'll find out what he thinks about the whole Kyrie situation with the Celtics and the draft lottery coming up tonight. And we're giving away another code word coming up at around 4:30 and 5:30 for that big Milton's wedding package over at Fenway Park. This portion of the program being brought to you by Kayam Hot Dogs, crafting the finest meats for four generations.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.